It's Friday, May 16th, 2025, and here's the latest from the NorthwestNow.net News Center. Heavy rain, strong winds, hail, and tornadoes reported in yesterday's storm. The number of fatal drug overdoses drops in Wisconsin. State Republicans gather for the party convention this weekend, and a new nature center opens at Rice Lake's River Dock Nature Conservancy. Good morning, I'm News Editor Carl Cooley for the NorthwestNow.net News Center. Here's our top story. Rain, hail, and strong winds descended on the region Thursday afternoon, with residents reporting tornadoes near New Richmond and Menominee. Downed branches and trees and power outages were also reported in isolated areas across the nine-county region. No injuries have been reported. The Rice Lake Airport saw sustained winds around 20 miles per hour, with gusts as high as 43 miles per hour. Menominee's airport saw similar sustained winds, with gusts approaching 50 miles per hour. Wisconsin sees a substantial drop in fatal drug overdoses. Ted Ahlen tells us more.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention report Wisconsin is among six states and the District of Columbia to see the total number of year-to-year overdose deaths drop by more than 35%. The biggest drop was in West Virginia, which saw a 44% decline. Only Nevada and South Dakota showed increases in fatal overdoses. Overall, total U.S. overdose deaths dropped by 30,000. That's a 27% decrease, which the CDC says is the largest one-year decline ever recorded. Tad Ahlen, Wisconsin Radio Network.
At the Capitol, budget talks between the governor and legislative leaders have failed to get off the ground. Bob Haig takes a look.
On Thursday, state Senate leaders at least agreed it's been a while since Governor Tony Evers introduced his proposed budget. 87 days, says Minority Leader Dianne Hesselbein.
What have the Republicans done in those 87 days? Well, they've stripped essential items in that budget. Assistance to farmers, education funding, the list goes on and on.
Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemahue.
So the governor and his staff have had our plan that we worked out with the Assembly to provide meaningful tax relief to hardworking families since March.
Hesselbein says the legislature should be debating the budget. Lemahue says the Democratic governor needs to meet with Republicans before the end of next week to keep the process on schedule. Evers' office says he's looking forward to continuing good faith dialogue, including child care and education funding, when Republicans have a proposal they're prepared to discuss. At the Capitol, Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Wisconsin Republicans gather in Wausau for the state party convention today and Saturday. UW La Crosse political scientist Anthony Shigoski says they've got lots to talk about, including elections for governor and state Supreme Court and holding their majority in the state assembly.
And then beyond that, the concern would be the majority in the state assembly, maintaining that, and then defending the districts of Brian Stile and Derek Van Orden. So a lot there, but that's because there's a lot that the party has to focus on going into 2026.
Wisconsin Democrats will have the same issues to discuss during their convention in the Dells next month. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin joins fellow Democrats to condemn Trump administration plans to cut Medicaid. Baldwin says House Republicans are trying to mask the cuts through other bills.
They're trying to hide what they're doing. But at the end of the day, the result is the same. Fewer Americans will have health care, and the most wealthy people will get tax breaks.
House Republicans introduced those plans this week as part of a bill that includes tax cuts. The measures include reducing eligibility for Medicaid, increased paperwork to pay for medications, and reducing payments to run state Medicaid programs. A new nature center opens at the River Dock Conservancy. Christian Emery is on the trail.
The River Dock Nature Center in Rice Lake will allow visitors to learn more about the River Dock Conservancy, as well as use the several miles of trails that surround the area. The trails are free for hiking, but biking on the trails is not allowed. The Nature Center, located just north of Rice Lake at 1814 23 and a half Avenue, will also host events throughout the summer, including an open house tonight from 4 to 6 p.m. More information about the Nature Center can be found on the Rice Lake Area School District website. I'm Christian Emery.
That's the latest from the NorthwestNow.net News Center. I'm News Director Carl Cooley. Have a great Friday.